This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fritkus, Sydney Mark, live on location at the University of North Florida. It's market days, and this is really an opportunity for local businesses to engage with the student population and really a chance for businesses to recruit, find the next generation of talent. It's one of the many things that we've done at WOKV and Cox Media Group, working directly with Spinnaker Media, radio, television, and digital. And we're joined by Scott Curry, who is in career services. And Scott, we talk about the opportunities that exist for the students. And man, if you lean into an opportunity and you raise your hand when someone says, I've got an opportunity, you've got a path toward a potential career in Jacksonville and in Northeast Florida. How are you working directly with the students to try to open up those lines?
Well, I mean, it begins with having opportunities that resonate with our students. One of the great things for the University of North Florida is we're in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a hub for major employers, so we're working closely with everyone from the Mayo Clinic and Haskell. Mercedes-Benz USA has a large presence here in Jacksonville, Florida. And so a lot of it is making opportunities that resonate with students that, frankly, is a magnet for their interests.
How do you develop those partnerships with companies, and are you looking to continue to build on them, or are there areas of industry that you're really trying to tap into?
Yeah, so the University of North Florida, we're fairly progressive in how we do our outreach to employer partners. In career services, we actually have a team that is an industry engagement team, and we're focused on bringing new internships and career opportunities to our students. This year, we've had over 1,000 employers that have actually recruited on campus this year, a record for the institution. As far as areas that we're looking to grow, it's the ones that really align with what our strategic priorities are. So advanced manufacturing is one. We're bringing in a lot more employers like Mercedes-Benz USA, Johnson & Johnson, Medtronic, that align with these new programs that also meet student interests, that create great jobs and internship opportunities.
Is the goal to keep the students here so that they are part of the economy and the workforce going forward? I mean, so many people seem to say that they want to leave and go experience life somewhere else. And then we see so many that come here, whether it's the military or for jobs. But What is the ultimate goal then?
So the goal is to honestly embrace what the students, what their pursuits are. And so for the University of North Florida, 80% of our students graduate and stay in Florida, 70% stay in Northeast Florida. That does mean that 30% go on to work for major corporations and industry partners that are across the country. But, you know, as far as goals go, you know, we are here to support the industry that is here in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida, but also abroad.
And that 30% probably helps to carry on the reputation of the school.
That's exactly true.
How do you continue to try to build on that and then maybe celebrate and advocate externally outside of North Florida as those students are going on to opportunities outside to try to draw more interest and more students here to the population?
That is a fantastic question. So one of the things that we've been doing in the past few years is figuring out ways to elevate the partnerships that we currently have to try to use that as a magnet for more partnerships. And so we now do an annual employer summit where we take our top employers in the late summer, we celebrate the accomplishments of the past year, but then we use that as an opportunity to say, hey, here's how you can get more involved with the institution, here's how you can hire more students, here's how we're making hiring easier for corporate partners and nonprofit partners.
Internship is such a huge part of learning, and kind of seeing while doing is what we consider, I guess, experiential learning. And Aaron Richmond, I love that you said it, so I stole your line. But you're part of the experiential learning group here at the University of North Florida. It is really a seeing while doing, so tell us a little bit about what it is you're doing.
Yeah, so one of the things UNF has always done really well is give students opportunities to do hands-on learning. So obviously, when you think of college, you think of a student sitting in a classroom with a professor, learning material, studying the book. But to really enrich the learning experience, you have to do. And so learning by doing is experiential learning. So giving students opportunities to serve in the community, to do internships with companies, to do research with professors firsthand. They're not just studying the concept on the page of the book or on the screen, but they're doing the activity and learning in a different way. And as we all know, like when you do something versus when you read about it, it's very different. And what we know from research on college experiences and student outcomes is that when students have experiential opportunities like research, internships, etc., They get jobs sooner out of college. They get raises sooner than their peers who don't do it. And so UNF's always done this well, but what we're changing moving forward is that we're guaranteeing it for all of our students entering in the fall 25 and beyond term, because we know it's like good nutrition. Like, we know it works. We know it's good for students. We're going to guarantee it for all students and not just hope they find their way to it in the future.
How do you guarantee it? Financially and personally on a one-to-one level, how is that going to be implemented?
That's a great question. So we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes to build an infrastructure from a technology standpoint. So we're building a platform for students to access, to be able to find the experiences. We are adding new experiences. We're working with professors directly and with academic departments to increase the number of opportunities that they offer. We also work closely with Scott's unit in industry engagement to build more relationships with community partners and industry partners so that we are amplifying the number of internships that we offer and have a capacity for. So the way that we're guaranteeing it is we are creating a better infrastructure for students to be able to access those things, as well as providing more opportunities, increasing the number of opportunities that we provide to students. And I'd say the other thing that we're doing differently is we're going to be telling students about this experiential learning by doing, and the benefit of it from the moment that they are stepping foot for orientation on campus. Whereas before, it was kind of like we hope they found their way to it. But in fields like nursing and teaching, they've always had this. Like, nurses and teachers and engineers have always had experiential learning required as part of their course of study. It's all the other majors who haven't. So now we're putting that in front of students on their way in the door and throughout their time at UNF, hoping that, or guaranteeing that they gain at least one. But our hope really is not just one. It's multiple. It's because it exposes students to new connections, networks, and helps their outcomes for not only right out of college, but long-term for their career.
On-the-job training. Yeah. You can't ask for anything better than that.
If I'm a business owner listening right now, how can I kind of tap this resource and maybe learn more or maybe be a part of this experiential learning process?
Yeah, so Scott Curry, my colleague here, is our industry engagement lead, and he helps employers connect with our university and with our students for those internship opportunities. And Scott will attest to this as well. One of the things our employers and our community partners tell us is that students come out of college sometimes with knowledge, but not with the professional or social, emotional intelligence necessarily, or professional. And so getting internships and it helps prepare all those students for that. So for those business owners listening now, and for leaders out there running companies, connect with us, and we will connect you with our students who are eager to learn by doing.
You can connect with Aaron Richmond, Scott Curry, both here at the University of North Florida. We'll post all this information in our story as Jacksonville's Morning News is live on location at the University of North Florida and Market Days. Can't wait to see what the future leaders will look like. Thank you both for visiting with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Jacksonville's Morning News continues at 9:06.